Yasher Koach. Good morning, all. We know that there is this idea that's quoted in Pirkei Avos that Have Az Kanamer, that you should be bold like a leopard. And our rabbis tell us that what that basically means is that when it comes to mitzvah observance, you should never be embarrassed. And so therefore, right, that you always have people who, after they use like a bathroom in a public setting, and they say the blessing of Asher Yatzar after using that bathroom, so they'll do it like quickly, and maybe they'll cover their mouth because they don't want anyone to see them mouthing the words of the bracha. And there's so many examples of people who are sometimes a little bit ashamed of doing a mitzvah, whether it's in public or the like. And therefore, our rabbis tell us, no, that Avi Haz Kanamir, that you should be bold like a leopard. And so there's a question of how bold you should be. Like, let's say someone's making fun of you for doing a mitzvah, so should you do something to attack them and be really publicly angry towards them? And so our rabbis say, of course not. That's not what it means to be bold like a leopard. Even though leopards might attack other people, your job is not to attack other people. You should have that pride and that strength, but you should always be kind in terms of your dealings with others, even if you disagree with them on a halachic level. Our rabbis tell us that when it comes to performing a mitzvah, we should always have a sense of humility in general, but in particular when it comes to a mitzvah. And so when it comes to things like leading services and the like, one should never go out of their way to beg to do that kind of a thing. And Baruch Hashem, we don't have that kind of a problem in our shul. No one's begging to lead services ever, obviously because of wanting to follow this dictum over here. And when it comes to how a person chooses to surround themselves and who a person chooses to surround themselves with, our rabbis have a famous, well-known concept that Oy l'Rasha, Oy l'Shcheino, and Tov l'Tzadik, Tov l'Shcheino, that it's good to be friends and good to surround yourself with people who have a positive influence on you, and not vice versa. And finally, most people don't realize, people think it's like a nice idea of the Ahavta l'Arecha Kamocha, that one should love their neighbor like they love themselves, but it is brought down the halacha that a person should love every single Jewish person, and it's so much so that if a person finds themselves having negative feelings towards another fellow Jew, one should go out of their way to make sure that they can somehow resolve that. It's not always easy, and there are disputes and disagreements, and people every now and again may come to not like someone else for whatever reason, but a person has to go out of their way to love their fellow Jew in every which way possible, and it always makes the world a little bit of a better place to do that. With that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Chanan.